What if the secret to outperforming the world's most efficient manufacturers wasn't working harder, but working smarter, by eliminating everything that didn't matter? In post-war Japan, Toyota faced an impossible challenge. American workers were 9 times more productive. Rather than accepting defeat, one production manager asked a revolutionary question: were Japanese workers wasting effort? This simple inquiry sparked a manufacturing philosophy that would eventually reshape global industry. The Toyota production system emerged not from business schools or laboratories, but from desperation and ingenuity on factory floors, where survival demanded innovation. When the 1973 oil crisis devastated competitors, Toyota thrived, revealing that this wasn't just another management fad, but a fundamentally different way of thinking about production, waste, and human potential. The legacy of Toyota Sakichi and his son Kichiro lives on in this system. Sakichi's auto-activated loom embodied machines working for people through human intelligence, while Kichiro's vision was developing uniquely Japanese production techniques rather than merely importing American mass production. Traditional manufacturing pushes materials forward regardless of downstream needs, creating inventory mountains and frozen capital. Toyota reversed this. Later processes became customers pulling only what they needed, when needed, in exact quantities. This reversal demanded extraordinary courage, telling workers accustomed to maximizing output that producing less might be better met immense psychological resistance. Agricultural societies stored rice against disasters. Modern factories hoarded inventory for identical reasons. Yet this just-in-time approach created something remarkable: a factory behaving like the body's nervous system, immediately sensing and responding to problems. When one process stopped, every connected process felt it instantly. No inventory buffers could hide defects or inefficiencies. Problems became visible, urgent, impossible to ignore, forcing immediate solutions rather than comfortable procrastination. Even more revolutionary, Toyota empowered assembly line workers to stop production when detecting problems, an authority that would horrify traditional managers, prioritizing continuous operation above everything else. Most automation replaces human labor during normal operations. Toyota's automation does something different. It gives machines intelligence to detect problems and stop themselves, requiring human intervention only when something goes wrong. This concept originated with an auto-activated loom that halted when threads broke, preventing defective fabric. Applied to manufacturing, automation fundamentally changes worker roles from monitoring normal operations to focusing on abnormalities and improvements. When machines and workers both can halt production for quality issues, defects get addressed immediately rather than multiplying downstream. Walk through any factory and you'll see constant activity: machines humming, workers moving, materials flowing. But how much actually adds value? Toyota identified 7 specific wastes that add cost without adding value: overproduction, waiting, transportation, processing itself, inventory, movement, and defective products. The worst is overproduction because it causes most others. Producing ahead of demand requires storage, transportation, and management of unnecessary inventory. Through careful observation, Toyota distinguished between waste, non-value-added work, and value-added work. Surprisingly, value-added work comprises far less than most realize. Asking why 5 times reveals root causes behind symptoms. A machine stops because a fuse blew. But why? Overload. Why? Insufficient lubrication. Why? Defective pump. Why? Worn shaft. Why? Metal scrap. Without this investigation, you'd replace the fuse and watch the problem recur. This relentless pursuit connects to how Toyota orchestrates operations through Kanban, a paper card in a vinyl envelope borrowed from American supermarkets. Like customers taking what they need while shelves restock, Kanban carries pickup instructions, transfer details, and production requirements. At a glance, it reveals quantity, timing, method, sequence, storage points, equipment needs, and container specs. Unlike conventional orders accepting early delivery, Kanban enforces strict just-in-time principles through 6 rules. later processes withdraw only what's needed. Earlier processes produce only withdrawn quantities. Defects never advance. Kanban accompanies physical items. Kanban numbers stay minimized. The system adapts to demand. Physical objects service Kanban too. Carry-in carts with limited capacity transport engines to assembly. And when full, production stops, automatically preventing overproduction. Kanban requires even production flow, not unpredictable surges. Erratic withdrawals force earlier processes to maintain excess capacity for peaks, a burden rippling through the supply chain. Production leveling smooths these fluctuations by lowering peaks and raising valleys. At Toyota, different car models flow alternately on the same line rather than in batches. Even producing 10,000 Coronas monthly, they arrange mixed sequences, sedan, hardtop, sedan, wagon, minimizing lot size and fluctuation. This approach initially challenged conventional wisdom, favoring continuous operation with one die. To accommodate smaller lots, Toyota reduced die change times from 2 to 3 hours in the 1940s to just 3 minutes by the late 1960s through eliminating adjustments and specialized training. Production leveling responds better to market diversity than planned mass production. While diversification complicates leveling, Toyota handles this through versatile equipment rather than dedicated facilities, keeping both in harmony while responding promptly to customer orders. This enables fine adjustments within certain limits, crucial for constantly fluctuating markets where production lines adapt naturally to changing product ratios without detailed advanced schedules. Beyond Kanban cards and just-in-time delivery lies Toyota's core, profound respect for human potential. Workers aren't interchangeable parts, but creative individuals. Breaking tradition met resistance, but arranging machines in parallel lines or L shapes allowed one worker to operate multiple machines across different processes, a radical shift from one operator, one machine. Crucially, workers set their own standards rather than following top-down mandates. While Japan traditionally valued individual mastery in sumo and kendo, modern manufacturing demands teamwork. Like an 8-person rowing boat, where one uneven rower disrupts progress, success depends on the line's total completion rate, not individual output. When operators fall behind, others help set up machines, then return to their positions, generating powerful teamwork despite individual differences. Toyota's autonomic nervous system enables workers to make judgments independently at the lowest level: when to stop production, what sequence to follow, whether overtime is necessary. These decisions happen on factory floors without consulting production control or engineering departments, recognizing that true efficiency comes from synergy between human intelligence and technical systems. The 1973 oil crisis revealed the Toyota production system's true strength. When forced to cut production for the first time since the 1930s, Toyota discovered that even automated machines required fixed operator numbers regardless of volume. Their solution? Flexible production lines, where 4 workers could run a 5-worker line at 80% capacity during absences, achieved through improved layouts, equipment modifications, and multi-skilled training during normal operations. This fine adjustment capability enables automatic adaptation within limits, essential for fluctuating markets. While computers offer tremendous calculation power, they often generate more information than needed, faster than needed, creating waste like overproduction. Toyota uses computers as planning tools while rejecting the dehumanization and costs they can cause, applying just-in-time principles to information itself. Their philosophy recognizes that survival in changing times demands not working harder, but eliminating everything that doesn't add value. Beyond factory floors, this lesson resonates in our world of constant disruption. The path forward isn't doing more, it's doing what matters and ruthlessly cutting what doesn't. Beyond factory floors, this lesson resonates in our world of constant disruption. The path forward isn't doing more, it's doing what matters and ruthlessly cutting what doesn't.